From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against the Islamic State group and not to engage with U.S.-allied Kurdish forces near Syria.
We've called on both sides to not fight with one another, to continue to focus the fight on ISIL. That's the basis of our cooperation with both of them.
The Turkish military and its Syrian rebel allies are in the sixth day of a campaign designed to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG members out of the Syrian border town of Jarablus and its surrounding areas. The U.S. says Kurdish forces have given assurances they will return east of the Euphrates River. The death toll from a bomb blast in the Yemeni port city of Aden continues to climb on Monday. Authorities say at least 54 pro-government recruits are dead. About 70 were wounded. Authorities say the blast targeted a school compound where recruits loyal to the government of President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi were registering for military training. The U.S. and India have signed a key logistics agreement that will enable U.S. and Indian forces to use each other's bases for repair and replenishment of supplies. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter told reporters Monday at the Pentagon that he and Indian Defense Minister Manohar Parrikar formally signed the logistics exchange memorandum. Parrikar spoke to reporters.
And both of us are satisfied at progress we are making in our defense ties. As was noted, this is our sixth meeting in about a year. This reflects our shared intent to take India-U.S. defense partnership forward.
Manohar Parrikar, this is VOA News.